And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings, very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a couple of great guests here for you from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge Television. It's Ali Husseini and the Angler's Realtor, Yosef Husseini. We're going to have a great show talking fishing, talking real estate, and a whole bunch more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reel. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With extreme cranking power and Shimano's super free spool for the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a fun show today is going to be. You said it best, man. We got both ends covered with the experts today.
Yeah, no kidding. Good morning, Husseinis.
Good morning,
good morning, guys.
Great to have you. Go ahead and pull that right towards you there, Yosef. And
All right. So.
Ali, what's been happening with you? You don't do much. You don't have many projects going on, I know.
Just laying around doing nothing.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Now, I mean, this is our busy time of year for Local Knowledge. We're doing a lot of filming.
Yeah.
So, like...
Where have you been filming?
Here. July, August, September. You know, the guys come out and stay at my place, and we all get together on this side and go enjoy some of this local fishing that we've had that's just been so awesome.
Yeah, it's been an amazing year, huh?
For sure. Yeah. It's been tough for us on the show. We've had some heartbreaks this year that we just aren't normally used to getting.
Like?
Pulled hooks on big ones.
Oh.
I mean, right underneath the bow.
Oh.
And just stuff like that. I pulled on one on a spinning setup, which I'll never do again. 100-pounder for like an hour. And it's right next to the bow, ready to die, and the hook finally quit.
Oh.
I mean, just stuff.
Was that a popper fish?
On the little Gomame jigs, the Williamson ones. Those things have been a killer for us all year. And just... just heartbreaks, man. We aren't used to them. Usually we roll out there and it looks like we know what we're doing, and it's been challenging. Lots of off-camera cussing.
Does stuff like that still make the show, and you just have the big loss, or is it just one of those like, all right, well, we've got to start over again. Let's, you know, like.
No, like, and a lot of times, and you know, it's out front here. It's been tough to get a bite this year on the big fish, so it'll make the show. Like, the heartbreak's part of the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious.
Yeah.
You know,
and then a lot of bleeps. Beep, bleep,
yeah,
bleep,
a lot of that. A lot of that, yeah. I mean, a lot of times, and you guys, you might get one bite all day.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make that bite count. We filmed the other day. We got one bite as the sun was going down, and the hooks didn't stick.
Oh,
took the whole indicator down, the whole thing. It just never got tight.
Yeah.
It's been challenging. The last few seasons just rolled out like it was our job, you know, threw the kite up, hooked one, got it to the boat, high fives and all that. We're paying our dues right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Need to go right now.
Yeah,
I know. You just need to go right this second.
It's back. I know, it's back. So that's the good news. It looked like these fish might swim away from us and we were going to be done for the season.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're coming back around for a few more beatings from the anglers.
Let's hope so, yeah. And the cool thing is now you're on YouTube, available on demand anytime, right?
Yeah, the show's available on YouTube. You can watch it anytime you want. It's also on every app store, Roku, Amazon Fire, all that stuff. And really the best place to watch it is on Waypoint. They've just got a killer app. You can watch it on – they have a TV channel, you know, on like Samsung Smart TV or Roku Smart TV where you can just sit there and watch all your favorite outdoor content.
Really? So it's called Waypoint?
Waypoint
and
TV.
And you just download the app on your Samsung or Smart TV?
Or on your phone or on any device. And then you can just look up local knowledge. They have every episode that we do. They've been a really big partner for us.
Wow.
But like I said, you can – if you have a Samsung Smart TV, I don't remember the number. It's like 800-something. You can just put on this channel
Preloaded.
And just
oh,
watch.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, watch fishing shows just like you would on an outdoor network, except it doesn't cost anything. And pretty much everybody's TV has got the smart function now, and they have a channel for it.
I think it's 1180 on Samsung.
Is that what it is?
1180?
Yeah.
All right.
Like if I'm making wind-ons or doing something at the house, I just throw that on now. I used to watch a lot of outdoor channel and that stuff, but like we went away. I'm not paying for that on cable anymore when I can get all that good content for free.
So is that Waypoint still on demand, or is it?
It's both.
It's both.
On demand, and it streams just like a regular channel. So that was always the knock with the on-demand stuff, right, was you couldn't just set it and forget it. And now they stream you programming just like an outdoor network, bunch of good shows on there. I love to hunt also, so there's a ton of good hunting content on there.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. If you've got a – I know they have it for Samsung. They have it for Vizio has got their own smart network. They've got one on there. And Roku, that you can just dial it up, put it on, and let it roll in the background while you do whatever you're doing.
Yeah, good deal. And then, of course, BD Outdoors content galore on BD Outdoors, as well as local knowledge. You can get local knowledge via BD Outdoors,
yep,
too.
You can get it on the web. You can get it anywhere. Yeah. That was always the goal, is just make sure anybody could see it and that it was free.
Yeah.
You know? The thing with our YouTube channel, please subscribe, is we just got tons of tips and tricks. We're putting out one piece of content every single week.
It's crazy.
Whatever, 52 weeks out of the year. It's ambitious.
So what's the difference between subscribing and not subscribing
as far as the advantage for the angler? You'll get notifications. Whenever we post a new thing, it'll pop up on your phone with, hey, Local Knowledge has put up a new video and give you the title of it.
Yeah.
And then also anything that happens on, like when you go to log into YouTube, will pop up on the first couple of videos because you're subscribing to our content.
Yeah. All right. So, cool. All right. Yeah. You gave a little tip there. What was that Williamson lure you were talking about?
Oh, the Gomame jig. It's just another little metal jig. But the difference with this one is it's got like an S-bend in it. And for whatever reason, man, like when they're foaming, we just flip that thing in there. You don't even have to really work it. Kind of let it sink out and jig it a bit. It's gotten bit for us so well. The 80-gram comes with a great hook on it already, and it's got good solid split rings. I mean, we're landing fish at like 80 pounds just right off the shelf with those.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope we get another chance at foamers, because that's kind of for foamer things, right?
Yeah, we use them for foamers for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, we can throw them on kelps for Dorado and all that stuff. And the thing I found this year, too, is like after I got absolutely smashed by that 100-pounder on spin, I could throw it with my jig stick. I didn't think I could throw an 80-gram lure with – I just never tried, I guess. But I didn't think I could do it with my jig stick. And then you hook one of those bigger fish, you can lay the rail on the rod, and you're not screaming in pain after 40
minutes. That's true.
Yeah.
So, Yosef, what's going on in the real estate world?
Oh, it's been a little bit different than it has been.
Yeah. What is it? The interest rates are now, 5.8 or something like that? Or?
Oh, we're just below 7.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they have gone up. Speaking of that, a lot of people have panicked about the interest rates.
Yeah.
But honestly, this is a time of opportunity. What we're doing is we are getting the sellers to buy down the interest rate. Oh. So I put it into the offer, I put it into the deal, and you're back to where we were a year ago, a year and a half ago, you know, in the fives.
Wow.
Instead of in the sevens. Yeah. And sellers, the market slowed down, everybody's a little scared about their house going, they're doing it. You know, I put a couple into escrow recently with credits, buying the rate down, and buying it under market.
Wow. So the seller finances a portion of the sale?
They don't finance a portion of the sale. They're giving you a credit towards your closing costs,
which
you use to buy down the
interest rate.
So, you can still get something in the fives or low sixes with a buy down.
That's a smart way to do it.
And how does that? How is that an advantage for the seller?
They get their house sold.
Yeah, number one.
But it's turning into a buyer's market.
Yeah,
in a
softer market, the house goes away.
Sure.
Exactly. And as well, right now, people, like, we've been fighting for homes for the past 2 or 3 years. Right now, the sellers are fighting for you to come look at it.
Ah,
So buyers have a little bit of power again. And if you do that with a rate buy down, you're getting a better deal than you were going to get, you know, last year or the year before.
Yeah. Are prices coming down?
They definitely are. Median prices in San Diego were in April at $993,750.
Jeez.
Yeah. June 2022 was $975. They've dropped down in July to $950 and then August to $899. But like
I'm
saying,
that's a big drop.
Huge drop. But there's been a bump last month. We went up. So in September, we went up $8,000. So it's moving. You know, we did have a dip. People freaked out. And now I think it's moving in the other direction. I mean, I've got appointments until 7 o'clock tonight.
No kidding.
I was out yesterday.
People are buying them.
Yeah, I was out yesterday from 8:30 in the morning until 4 in the evening, and then I went lobster hooping. I got up and came back.
Wait. What, last night?
Oh, I went. Yeah.
Yeah,
I got out there
late. How was it?
It was good.
Yeah?
We did it. We
got them?
Got our bugs and got out. Got some good big ones. And
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. San Diego Bay?
Yeah, it wasn't the battle like normal, man.
Come on.
Really?
So the past, like, 2 or 3 years, I've been going to Mission because of the whole COVID battle on opening day. And we were late last night. I'm just like, screw it. Let's go to San Diego Bay. And we got out there. It wasn't horrible. I didn't even go to my normal spot, and I dropped. And I called my buddy because I told him to go take my spot. And he called me. He's like, hey. He's like, we've got 7 in already. Come over here.
Wow.
So I picked my whole setup, went over to my normal spot, dropped them down, and we're done in about 3 hours, 2.5 hours.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. So they're crawling.
They were crawling.
Yeah, there was a big tide last night, too.
Yeah, and they crawled on just on the opposite side of Slack.
Oh, okay.
And it was a
good, later.
Good, yeah, it was a good crawl. They really started going about 7:30, maybe 8.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's
perfect. That's it. See, not only the real estate guy, gives us a lobster report and a fishing report, and that's the advantage for anglers, right? You've had a lot of our Let's Talk Hookup listeners coming to you, and
I talk
fishing, right?
And yep. That's got a bunch of them right now that I'm working with, and
that's cool.
All we. It's kind of nice. We talk fishing all the time. You know, some of them, their wives tell them, "Stop talking fishing. Give me the house." You know?
Yeah, we got to concentrate on buying this house, right?
Totally. It's the thing. You know how it is. You get talking to somebody about fishing, and it turns into a 2-hour conversation.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
So when are you going hooping, Ollie?
I don't do a lot of it anymore, man.
No.
I don't have a boat in San Diego Bay.
Yeah.
I got that big Onslow that I run, which is not really conducive to hooping.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to try it a few times. We did a show where we did it on my boat, and I ran over a rope. Didn't take long at all. It's a lot of boat to move around.
It's a lot of boat.
All those lines and all that.
And you have a lot of engines on that thing.
Yeah, and they like to catch ropes.
Yeah,
I can verify that. But no, I usually get out once or twice a year or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm one of the few guys that doesn't really like eating lobster.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat a good piece of fish. I mean, like, if it was dinner time, you gave me a choice between a lobster and a big, fat, red rockfish, I'm eating that red all day long. I'm with you.
No way. No way.
You like lobsters, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Lobster's great. Yeah.
White sea bass or lobster, I'll take the white sea bass all day. Swordfish, all day.
How about you?
I think I'd take Mexican white shrimp over all of them.
No. That's good stuff. I think that's
the best piece of seafood you can get.
Probably I had some last night. It's probably the best thing to come out of the ocean.
I'm a Dungeness crab guy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
it's pretty good stuff, too.
I take that over lobster any day.
Yeah, but when you can go catch it and, you know, it's fun.
Yep.
I enjoy lobster fishing.
I do, too.
It's relaxing. It's work, but... it's rewarding,
yeah,
too.
It's cool.
When you catch them.
Gets your brain kind of out of, away from everything else, and all you're doing is working on getting those bugs.
You know? Yeah.
I always wait till it gets cold. Like, it cuts the number of guys out there in half.
Absolutely.
You know, and they just, I don't know, they seem to crawl a little bit better as the season goes on. So,
but that's good that there weren't piles of people out on your spot.
No, and it seemed a little bit better. Like after, let's see, 2020 lobster season, I thought was horrible compared to the prior years. And I think it was because there were so many people on the water.
Yeah.
You know, nobody was working or anything, and people were everywhere. I'd never seen so many people. It was like combat fishing. I mean, 15 feet apart, 10 feet apart, you know.
Yeah.
But
last night sounded good.
It did.
Yeah. Well, you're pretty tough, man. Lobster fishing till late last night and then come into the show here and then show real estate all day.
What you got to do to make it, right? Yeah.
the Husseini brothers are built tough. And you when's your next fishing trip home?
I think we're going Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Big ones.
Great weather.
This week. This week looks really good. We had weather 2 days ago. What?
Oh.
No, 3 days ago.
Oh, brutal.
No, it was unbelievable.
Nice.
Yeah, I think we went. It was Thursday.
Thursday.
So I had our guy Chris came from Minneapolis from Rapala to fish with us. We wanted to get him a big tuna. I'm like, look, dude, that's off the menu. Like, if you want to still come out, we'll go have some fun. But the odds of us catching a big one right now are pretty much zero. And I'm like, let's go do some rock fishing. And we got Dorado. I have him rock fish all year round. I love it. So it's like he was totally into that. We had a zero wind day. I mean,
Thursday.
Oh, me and Dave, my deck hand, are just like, oh, this is what it used to be like. Like, we've had such bad weather for three seasons now.
I know.
You get these slicker days, and I think you just have a new appreciation for it.
Well, this is our time of the year, man.
It is.
Starts right now, this October, November time frame.
Bring it on.
Yeah, we're ready for it.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with the Husseini brothers.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like you say, from everything covered, fishing to real estate and everything in between, going to be a lot of fun. And if you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. Text the show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download and the only way to text your questions into the show. Going to be a very busy morning this morning as the texts are already rolling through here. Want to make sure that you include your contact info in your text, because if you win the prize at the end of the show today, you're definitely going to want us to be able to get a hold of you, giving away a killer prize. We certainly have the leaders in the fishing info world with Ali and the leaders in the real estate in here with Yosef, and we're giving you a trip to go with the leaders in the full-day fishing, a trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. You're going to get a chance to fish with Captain Matt Brawley, Captain Ryan Boston, get in on the incredible fishing that those guys have had this year. I mean, just trip after trip
and
after
he's
trip.
He's finding those tuna, man. It's like every single day he seems to get on some tuna. He's amazing.
It seems like
those
guys,
they're
on a full day trip.
No doubt. And somebody's going to get to go fishing. We're giving away a trip. Again, if you want to get your shot, give us a call at 213-432-1090 or send us a text at the Let's Talk Hookup app. At the end of the show, we're going to pull one potential winner from all of our texters that make it on the air, one potential winner from all of our callers that make it on the air. We're going to flip a coin, and that's going to determine who's going fishing on board the San Diego. Going to be a great show. Lots of info coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like California Flyer, Fishworks, Owner, Batson, P-Line, and Iser. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit the Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phone calls are rolling through again. If you want to get your chance to talk to Yosef, talk to Ali, 213-432-1090.
Hey, how about this Western Outdoor News this week? Pretty amazing.
That's a pretty red cover shot.
I don't know that you saw that, but local swordfish expert, shall we call him?
For sure.
Yeah, Dylan Reed, who works for Brandon over at Bite Sport Fishing, landed this 165-pound swordfish on his 14-foot skiff.
That's pretty rad.
You got to check this out.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. But anyway, Dylan knows his stuff when it comes around swordfish. But you have to check that. Pick up this week's edition of Western Outdoor News just to check out that article and read about how that guy catches swordfish.
Pretty sick cover shot to have that in a 14-foot skiff that you built and go out and catch the baddest-ass fish that swims.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And this time of the year, too, in October.
Yeah,
right?
So rad.
Pretty great. So this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. You can always find out who's on Let's Talk Hookup in our ad there of Western Outdoor News. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Got a great text here. You stimulated somebody in Scottsdale, Arizona named Ben, and he wants to know what color the Gnomi jig works best on the foamers.
You know what? I don't know the color matters a whole lot. They're just shiny.
It was 80.
Yeah.
80 grams.
80 grams is what we've been using. And then I just stick with like the green and silver, you know, like local bait fish colors, just out of superstition. But honestly, I can't say that I know. It makes a huge difference one way or the other.
All right. One way or the other, they just throw it out there and just let it sit.
Yeah. Just let it drop like through the school. And a lot of times it gets bit right on the sink. And then if not, then we start winding it. It kind of comes up from the depth and it'll get smashed.
Really?
The biggest thing with those foamers this year, more so I think than in past years, has if you don't get that lure in the foamiest foam,
the money spot,
the raging spot, you've seen it too. It's like, it seemed like in past years you'd kind of run a popper down the side of the school and get one to come bite it. Maybe it's the amount of bait or whatever. Like I tell guys on the boat now, do not cast until you can hit that exact spot.
Because right in the center?
Excited, right in the center of it. Everybody gets excited when we get close and starts flinging lures, and it always happens. You got your lure out there 70 yards, and it blows up right next to the boat.
Yeah,
where you could have just flipped it in there, popped it twice, and gotten smoked.
Sure,
we used to try to avoid doing that, so you didn't hook a fish and get zipped off by other fish in the school. But now, if you're not in the money spot, the bite just does not happen.
And remember those first couple seasons when they showed up? You could throw a popper like in the same zip code almost, and pop work that thing a few times, and out of nowhere, smooth water, you'd get a big fish come up and eat it. It just seems like you've got to be in the fray or you're not going to get a bite. And any cast you make that's not going to hit right in there, you just wasted it. Now you're handcuffed until you can get that bait back really fast and cast again. A lot of times there is no chance to cast again.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a one and done a lot of times.
Yeah, you get that money shot. Wait your turn.
Be patient, pick your shot, and then fire. Don't just start winging that thing out there senselessly, especially with the metal jigs. They just don't cause enough commotion when they're not in the fray to get bit, I feel like.
And then it comes with exactly what you went through. Like, so a lot of guys will then go to spinning because maybe they're going to make a little longer cast, or they're at least not going to get buck fever and backlash or whatever. But then you're attached to one on spinning tackle, yep. Which isn't the, you know, which, let's face it, it's just not, it's tougher. I mean, it's...
There's no rail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
that's when you get the AFCO spin strap.
Yeah, totally.
And an AFCO harness,
I mean,
right?
There's all kinds of things. I mean, there's all kinds of things that make it doable. And, I mean, you can fish, you can catch big fish on spinning tackle, there's no doubt. I mean, they do it all over the place. But, like, higher-end spinning tackle costs a lot of money, you know, and to not be at the mega disadvantage, I mean, you know, you really need to invest in spinning gear. You know, it's one of those things that they're just not all created the same. Like,
the right rod too.
Yeah, you can get it done just fine on a mid-level, lower-level conventional reel, but big fish on spinning tackle, like you kind of need to be at that highest level. You need to be at Twin Power and Stella, and like, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say, like, we fish Penn, and that Slammer 3 have not broke one.
Mm-hmm.
And we've caught some big fish on them. And now they have the new one, the Authority, which is sort of their answer to, I think, the Twin Power. And we've been fishing that. No issues at all. It makes more drag than you could ever want to hold on to. For me, the difference is leverage.
It's like torque power, but not torque price.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I say that in a good way. Like,
you know, you saw what they did with those Fathoms, right? It reminds me of the Fathom of, because those Fathom reels, there's nothing anybody can say to convince me they aren't the best deal in a fishing reel as long as I've been fishing.
As long as you're not fishing a Talca.
Yeah, well, there you go. But I mean, they just are. But dollar for effect, like, you cannot, and that's why they've sold so many. It's just a $275 reel or something that you can land, legitimately land a 160-pound tuna on, is that's doing something.
Yeah.
At price point, it's tough to beat, man. Yeah, and I'm not knocking Shimano. We've fished Shimano for years. They make great, great stuff, you know, and it's just, it's crazy. And that's when people ask me, what reel should I get? I'm like, you kind of can't go wrong anymore. Everybody's making
so
good
many
stuff.
So much good stuff.
So many good options. Yeah. And, I mean, think how far factory rods have come, right? Like, I used to have a whole set of custom rods. It was anymore, it's like, man, there's so many good options, whether it's Shimano, whether it's Penn, whether it's Daiwa, you know, Okuma. There's just, it's a great time to be a fisherman and that stuff. When everything else is going through the roof, I feel like fishing gear, I mean, shoot, what was it, 20 years ago, a good reel still cost $300 or $400.
Yeah.
You know, and like,
now you can get something.
Now a reel's 10 times better than that for the same money.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. With lever drags and two speeds and all this stuff that we didn't used to have, I mean, It is a good time to be a fisherman. You got a lot of gear choices, you know.
An old pimped out Jigmaster used to be very pricey.
Remember that? Yeah. I mean, you put all the accurate side plates on it and all that.
That was a $400 reel when you were done.
Yeah.
You know, and that was 20 years ago. So it's like, the value is definitely there. I mean, these guys have figured that out. And I feel like in the big game reels, too, there's no... Okuma's got a great reel. Shimano's got great reels. Penn's got... You can't lose right now.
Yeah. Pat Osborne from the Mightier 1090 came out fishing with me a couple weeks ago, and he brought a Penn 500, and he was fishing the Penn 500. I was like, God, I haven't seen one of those in a long time, man.
That's a classic.
It's a classic, yeah. And I kind of said, hey, do you know that they make stuff that's a little better than that?
I remember I'd go to San Quintin with that thing, catch yellows all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Every night I'd have to change the drags out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You carried, I mean, can you imagine... Always. Carrying a stack of smoothies anymore and swapping that stuff out at night while you're having a couple of beers or whatever. Like,
shit, dog springs across the counter because you tried to compress the spring before you put it into that little catch and that thing launched
there
on
it
you.
Goes.
Like,
But people still using them and catching fish on
them. They absolutely work. And like servicing your own reels, right?
Yeah.
I learned that on a Calcutta 400 TE.
Wow.
I had one of those things. I took it apart in the living room. I swear to God, it's like somebody put a grenade in there when I opened it up. Parts went everywhere. My pride in that reel went back to Shimano in a bag.
Yeah, reel in a bag.
Figure it out.
Penn Senators and Newell's was like the height of my reel repairing career. And like,
totally.
As soon as technology got beyond that, like it also got beyond me. Like, that's it. Like, I'm out.
Well,
but they don't need it anymore. That's the thing.
I
don't know if I've ever serviced half of my Talica. I squirt them off with fresh water at the hose, and I keep fishing them. I mean, like, years and years of of, you know, burning them and just, yeah, they're still fine. Yeah, you know? Like, not broke, don't fix it. Like, no, probably crazy. Should, but just don't. You yeah. know, they're just crazy.
More, reels are just more durable today.
Guys yeah. are like, when yeah. do you service your reels and how often you change out your braid? I'm like,
huh?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. How often do you wash your Spectra? Like, well, yeah. you know, next, yeah. you know, next time will be the first time.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That's on my to-do list.
All right, you want to get through? Here's your chance. 213-432-1090. Let's jump in the phones.
Right? Mike from Rosemead's hanging in there with us. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have two kind of questions real quick. I think I figured it out, but can you tell me what the BD stands for? And second, Yusuf, I want to talk to you about some real estate that I have acquired in San Diego. I'm up here in Rosemead, up in LA area. But what's your contact number so I can get a hold of you during the week when you're not fishing?
So my contact number is 619-277-2169. And give me a call anytime, even when I'm fishing, I try to answer.
Give that again.
Okay.
619-277-2169.
All right.
And to answer your other question, BD stands for Bloody Decks. That's what we originally started out as. We still call the forums Bloody Decks. But once we went to kind of the magazine format with the articles and all the editorial and stuff, we sort of rebranded to BD Outdoors. Bloody Decks wasn't everybody's cup of tea, but we still like it.
Yeah. and it was more user-friendly when you're selling sponsors, too.
100%. I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid.
So that was it. But BD Outdoors is... you basically are the largest fishing website in the world, I'm guessing.
Yeah, point. I mean, I think there might be some bass ones that are bigger, but for saltwater, yeah, we don't really have any.
Are you pretty much saltwater?
All salt. I mean, you know, if you fish saltwater, you fish bass, so there is a little bit of green bass stuff on there and some trout stuff. I mean, we all like to catch trout, right, in the summer and all that, but, you know, 95%, 99%.
And those that may not be familiar with BD, what kind of content do you have on them?
Everything. You want to know how to rebuild your outboard, we got that on there. Between the forums and the article content, so in the forums there's a ton of user-generated content going back to 2003. So it'll be 20 years this March that we've been around. That's how old we are, Ricky. Wow. I think I met Ricky online before BD. I mean, none of us are getting any younger at this point. Yeah.
Those dating sites are.
Yeah.
Well, my first one, Plenty of Fish, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was confused by the name. Yeah.
You like jig sticks? Yeah. I like jig sticks.
They've been seeing each other ever since.
Isn't that amazing?
Quite a love affair.
Yeah.
But and then, you know, you got all that forum content going back forever. It's all good stuff. Like, you know, we were talking about.
And then, you can sell your rod and reel on there too, right?
We got classifieds that are totally free. Yeah, and we've got successfully.
Definitely. Yeah. We still every single day send. You know, people come into the tackle store all the time. You know, hey, I want to sell this. Where do I do it? Like, I send everybody to Bloody Decks Classified. It's the single best marketplace because you're hosting your gear to other people who know what it's worth. Like, you put something on OfferUp, it's going to get the value of a Penn 500, no matter what it is. Oh, like, you think catch sharks? Like, all right, yes. And BD is like it's the place where the fishermen are at.
And eBay anymore. Holy smokes.
Oh, I've eBay is ridiculous.
I think they take like 98% of the money. Yeah. Or something. I mean, like,
it used to be a place. Now it's not.
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah. There's no way. By the time they get done with
why
you
why did they ruin it so bad?
It's like greed, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But it used to be a great place to unload, like, get a reel sitting on your desk for too long, and you just throw it in a box.
Exactly.
Those days are gone.
Yeah, but BD's the place now.
Yeah, we're happy to take your ads. It doesn't cost a nickel, and it will sell.
It doesn't cost.
Guys
so
on
it's
there
it's just
waiting.
And all it is, you just place an ad on there, and then it's direct connect to
the
buyer.
You have to register an account with us, which I think most guys in Southern California at one point or another have had an account with us, and you can just go on there and list it for free. And you know, if there's a scammer on there, he gets sniffed out really fast, and we block them. And there is a good bit of that, you know, just like anything on the internet that we try to police as best we can.
You guys do a good job of policing because you don't get away with it for very long.
No, I mean, you burn somebody once or twice, and those guys are worse. I mean, it's like getting out the torches and the nooses. I mean, they're ready to burn. A fisherman doesn't rip off a fisherman, or you're going to burn.
Yeah.
That is some of the old BD that I miss. It's just like the mob mentality. Somebody did the wrong thing, like, whew, man.
Watch out.
Yeah. It's on. You screwed with the wrong group of boys.
Probably best you leave the state.
Yeah. All right, you want to get through 213-432-1090. Let's head down south to Rancho Leonero on the East Cape and talk to our buddy John Island. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter, Rick, Allie, Yusuf.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, John?
Well, we got pretty good fishing again this week. You know, it's been a pretty good year ever since the second week in June, right after the last Let's Talk Hookup tournament. Fishing really kicked in, and it's been good, you know, a real, real good season. Most of the fish are pretty close. The boats aren't having to go real far. Lots of Dorado around. We're having 86-degree water, nice, good temp for us. It's been clear and flat all week. A lot of rain during the day, you know, over the mountains, not by us, but it's been very tropical, real green, real nice weather, cooler than normal. Gosh, the highs are in the 80s and all that. I can't remember it being this cool and pleasant, especially for the end of September.
Sweet.
Going into October. A lot of Dorado around, gentlemen. The spread, a lot of schooling fish, and we hadn't had that. We had big bulls and not very many schooling fish. Now we've got loads and loads of Dorado spread all around the inside, not very far off. We're getting good bait. We're getting nice sardine in there, using sardine and squid for them. They're bunched up off the Rincon outside there, fish from 7 to 30 pounds. And most anglers are limiting very good fishing inside. There's tuna outside as well, but it's a real ride, 30 to 40 miles off outside. And fish are not real, real big, mostly footballs underneath the porpoise. But everybody getting out there is limiting, taking that long boat ride. Anyway, good yellowfin fishing as well. Billfish, normal stuff, right? On the banks inside, both sails and stripers, loads and loads of them around. Few blues, not as many blues as we've seen in the past, but a few blues getting lots of breakoffs inside off the banks there. Inside, lots of gaios. They're smaller now, but loads and loads of rooster fish. Pompano and on the bottom, a lot of pompano. And barbed pargo, we're picking up a bunch of those. So good fishing, guys. Continues.
Wow, sounds great, John. And perfect timing for our 28th annual tournament down there at Palmas this coming Thursday. So those of our listeners that are heading down with us for the Rich Top Let's Talk Hookup 28th annual Palmas tournament, sounds like great weather and great fishing.
Yeah, you're going to get it. You're going to get a lot of good fish, Pedro. It's going to be a good tourney for sure.
All right, cool. Well, if somebody wants to come to Rancho Llanero, best time of the year, no question about it, October, November, down at Rancho Llanero. How do we do it?
Thanks, Pete. October is a great month. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLlanero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Well, actually, Ricky will talk to you. Ricky and Corey will talk to you next time because I'll be at Palmas.
Exactly.
Thanks, John. I'll see you down there.
All right. I'll buy you a margarita at the bar.
I'll buy you a cake.
All right. Sounds good, John. Thanks.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into them. Had a great text come through. This one. Hi, guys. Ali, I love BD for all the great info from fellow anglers. Between that and Let's Talk Hookup, I've learned a ton. My question is, have you ever filmed the show Local Knowledge on a long-range trip? It's so unique to our fishery. And for Pete, we're looking forward to our upcoming six-day. That's from Scott in El Segundo.
All right. Six-day on the Shogun coming up after the Palmas Tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've always wanted to do that, but it's a real challenge. Number one, our shoots are normally like 4 or 5 days. And so, like, to get on a boat for 18 days, and we roll with 5 guys. So it's a big commitment. And then the other challenge really is that we can't mic everybody on the boat. So you're going to have guys off the microphone making noise and stuff going on that we really can't cover. That's why we've tried to do more of like the yacht fishing down in Puerto Vallarta and all that. I would love to do it. I'd love to partner with a boat to figure out a way to make that happen. But it's just tough to take our whole crew and pull them out of action for, you know, 17, 18 days or something like that to do a long range trip. And honestly, I've only done a 5 day. That's as far as I've gone. I would love to do one of those longer trips. But for me, it'd have to be like, you know, over 10 days. So you're seeing not more of the same local stuff. I want to go catch a bunch of tuna and a bunch of wahoo and that kind of thing. But
When you're shooting an episode of Local Knowledge, how big is the crew?
It's 5 of us total. So it's me and Rush.
Two boats?
Yeah, 2 boats wherever we go.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just me and Rush, and then we have 3 cameramen. 1 guy in our boat, 1 guy in a camera boat, and then we have a specialty guy that does all the underwater and drone.
Wow.
And he's usually in the camera boat. But that's why if you see us filming locally, there's 2 big center consoles, like one of them just shadowing me the whole time.
Yeah. Wow. Good stuff. All right, another great text here from Curtis Hightower. Says, listening from the West Coast in Florida, Ali and Yosef, epic humans. Obviously, he doesn't know you very well.
No, he definitely doesn't.
I mean, maybe Yosef, but Ali, I mean, come on.
We kept Curtis fooled for several years now. He still thinks we're actually decent dudes.
It's all
he was
good.
Just out here, too.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
a good guy.
Left. Yeah, so that's the thing is the reach of BD Outdoors is like all over the place and local knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Where do you find the majority of the people watching local knowledge?
Still West Coast.
Still West, yeah, West Coast.
Here
wow.
and then Florida.
Yeah, well, you got.
You know, and then everywhere in between is kind of makes the two big chunks are California and Florida.
And Florida. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is exactly what we
right,
wanted.
Right, what you
I
would
mean,
think.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's pretty cool to have, you know, a show that was produced by guys in California that's
sure.
legit in Florida. And,
sure.
You know, we go walking around the boat shows there and everybody's stoked on it and all that. But, like, I had to bring Rush out for a Fred Hall show after, like, season 3 or 4. I'm like, look, just come out, take a
check
few days
out.
Off. And him walking around the Fred Hall show, he was just blown away. Because I'm walking around the whole thing. Like, Where's Richie?
That's funny.
Like, he's in Florida running charters. That's kind of what he does for a job, you know. So we brought him out. He was just blown away. Everybody knowing who he was and all that stuff. It was really, really cool.
Having done it now for a bunch of seasons and really getting a taste of both, like, you know, local knowledge has such fun, like, throughout the seasons, you know, the kind of California side, the Florida side, and the travel side. What of them are your favorite? Like, do you most look forward to doing your filming in Florida? Do you most look forward to doing it in your backyard? Do you really love it when you go travel to some exotic place? Like, what gets you going?
I think the travel now is what really fires us up because, you know, he's pretty familiar with our fishery now. And it's not to say it's not awesome, but especially in the time and place we're in now, you know, like the one thing Florida doesn't have is big tuna. And Rush loves catching big tuna. So coming out here, I mean, is awesome. But I think we both, like, he knows the program. He can fish the kite as good as, you know, almost anybody on this coast. And we've done that. I think the travel, we just got back from Panama with our friend Juan down there at Toucan Lodge. Awesome. You know, the adventure side. I think as you do more and more fishing, you're looking for that adventure. And, you know, Panama has some of the stuff that we really want to chase, like the big Cuberas that's so high on my
list.
Oh,
that's so cool.
Yeah, roosters. And I had a Heartbreaker, another one. Well, just a monster Cubera. I stopped it. I won. I mean, he was just coming up nice and easy. Gets right under the boat and the hook falls out.
Oh.
And I mean, guesstimating, whatever, it felt like a 50, 60 pound model.
Oh,
I mean,
that's a
legit one.
Yeah.
A legit. It had me pinned to that rail, man. I couldn't move.
Those things are the gnarliest.
They are so gnarly.
They're so cool.
So much fun to catch. And if you don't stop a man right away, it's over.
And on whatever tackle you hook them on.
Yeah.
Oh, we
did
Pesca Panama. And, like, you hook that thing on a 50 wide, and it'll still smoke you right down to the bottom into a rock. And game over. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter.
We've had to meet skipjacks in, like, 100 feet of water that were walking around trying to catch a yellowfin and get rocked. At 100 feet of water on a 50 watt.
Yeah, on here, it'll take a 300-pound tuna.
Yeah. And when it when I want one for dinner or something, I would just put the 50 in the rod holder, 200-pound leader, just straight Terminator drag, you know, so you can't take an inch. And you still don't get them all the time. They're just a badass.
Yosef, where's your favorite place to fish?
My favorite place is probably Baja.
Baja?
I love Baja.
Yeah. Where in Baja?
L.A. Bay.
L.A. Bay?
My spot with me and all my buddies. We go down there and take our families and tow boats down.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome. That's like my happy place.
What's the ideal boat to tow down there? You know what I mean? Like the ideal tow is the small tin boat that's, you know, no hassle. The ideal thing to fish on is the big boat with tons of room. Like where's the happy median for the right boat for towing down for a trip like that?
My favorite one I've had so far for down there is I had a 19-foot Mako. I should have never got rid of it.
Ha! Great boat.
Great casting deck on the front. Handled, you know, if the little chop came up, you know, if the wind blows down there, the chop.
You still got a boat big enough to deal with it?
Big enough to deal with it and get on top of it.
Mm-hmm. And easy to tow.
Yeah, easy to tow.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you, Ollie? Where's your favorite? Where's your...
As I get older, bigger, for sure. Like, I think, and we keep talking about this, I want to buy a boat for the BD office, but it's got to be able to go to Baja. Like, that's just the precursor to it. So, I think something like a 25, 26-foot boat. And when we go down, we go launch out of Gonzaga, and we fish our way south all the way to, the end of the island chain there. So, San Francisco. So, I like to have a little cabin. Mm-hmm. I think what I'm going to buy is, a 26-foot Grady. Something like that. Uh-huh. So you can throw the anchor down, spend a night.
Boat camping.
Yeah, I mean, we did it for years where we would go down there with 4 to 6 boats, and we would stay for a week on the boats. And we had a guy all lined up at San Fran would bring us ice and fuel. And, man, those were some of the funnest days ever. And that zone right there, San Fran's about 45 miles south of L.A. Bay. if you go south of there, there's a hard temperature break in June. And on that break, I'm not joking, there are so many marlin that are not even getting touched. So
nobody seems to go there.
Marlin in the nobody morning.
Goes. That's the thing, that whole area is so untouched, much untouched area.
Untouched. Yeah. And the shoreline.
So that's one of your favorites too?
Oh, I love that zone. Yeah. I really love it. I just got to get a boat again, you know, that'll get me down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That gets me fired up, man. Oh, yeah. No, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info, and we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
It's time to talk about great stuff from Shimano, and I got to tell you, we talked about Talica being the finest lever drag reel ever produced, and I think that there's no debate about that, really. It's just like an amazing reel. Power.
Especially for what goes on right now, West Coast, when you got to have a reel that you can potentially cast a lure with in Talica 12 or 16 and take a big fish all the way up to like the moneymaker, that Talica 50 for kite flying, Talica 20 and 25 for all your nighttime jig fishing. And that's probably the reel that we rely the most on at the landing right now, is our rental room is made up of Talica 20s and 25s for 80 and 100 pound nighttime jig fishing. Those reels go every single night. They catch triple-digit bluefins every single day. They come back in the rack. They get squirted off. They get a new top shot, and they get put right back into service. And they last. It's like in a couple of months, it's like what your reel is going to go through in its lifetime. And they just don't go bad.
My favorite, the 14. Love that reel. It's so awesome.
Trinidad 14, maybe.
No, excuse me. The Talica. The smaller Talica.
8 or 10.
The 10.
There
excuse
you go.
Me. Yeah. So he's a tackle guy. But the 10 is amazing.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. Fits in your hand.
So much more powerful.
A reel that is comfortable fishing 25 or 40 pound. You know, and what reel does that? What reel can be a small fly line stealth outfitter?
60, 70
or
pound
a Guadalupe
tuna.
Elephant reel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah. Talica reels by Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the new Ambush XLHD, 23-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. So much great stuff going on, and as promised, it's time to find out what's going on, because it's time for the Catch Report. Today, Catch Report, sponsored in part by, hey, the best hooks on the water. All the anglers know that Gamakatsu is not just about making the best hooks. They also have the best gear, the finest split rings and solid rings. Those Gamakatsu Superline split rings are what we use for rigging at the tackle store. If you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the absolute best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu's got you covered there too, with a wide assortment of sizes and styles. See your local tackle dealer or gamakatsu.com. We're going to start off the Catch Report up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yusup, Ollie, what's happening?
What's up, brother?
Good, man. Good stuff. Hey, fun week for us up here, you know, like the local scene, happy guys. Pretty much just what I would qualify as just classic fall bass fishing. You know, live bait for us this week was really nice, 4 to 5 inch sardine, you know, so it was perfect for that fly line program for those half day guys. Lots of action on that live bait, as well as on the lures like that fluke or a swim bait, caught plenty of fish for the guys throwing those. But, you know, we still had some zones with that funky, just that unseasonable red tide, but it seems to be dissipating, kind of pushing out a little bit. So that's kind of good to see that making its way out. But the water temp, 68 to 70 kind of was the deal that we saw all this week. Three-quarter day, again, for us, just classic fall deal with both bass and rockfish kind of in the game there. Our mornings, we've been kind of on the anchor down in that rockfish zone there off Fox Canyon, Camp Pendleton area. Good mixed rockfish action for those guys in the mornings, and then it's kind of been a quick shot into the 8 and 10 fathom water down there, like barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, that hard bottom inside that 8 to 10 fathom zone inside there for some good bass action there as well. Over at the island, the Fury, you know, his main target right now over there has been that yellowtail. I was on the boat there with those guys yesterday. Man, some impressive fish there, 20 to 30-pound yellowtail on the live bait, the yo-yo, and the surface iron. We had a pretty good shot there up west on those fish yesterday on the surface iron, which was fun to see that. So that was pretty impressive. Fish up in the Chum, just super fun. Just, again, classic fall stuff there on that yellowtail. And along with that, you know, he's been catching plenty of bonito, bass, mixed bottom fish to kind of round out his counts. And then finally, our 4 and 6 pack fleet out there off the beach, some zones with that yellowfin and mixed bluefin for their counts. And then yesterday, our guys got a little bit more of that Dorado in their count. They were able to get in a little area that had some kelps with quite a bit of fish on it. So we'll see how that plays out this week for us with those guys getting out there as well. So just classic fall fishing for us here. If you guys want to hop on a trip, our number 949-496-5794, or you can check us out on the web as well at danawarf.com.
How cool, Willie. Yeah, sounds like great fishing. I mean, like you say, this is what this time of year is all about. Great fishing, nice weather, a little bit lighter loads on the boat. Just sounds like a great opportunity up at Dana Wharf. One more time, somebody wants to grab a spot and come fishing with you, get in on that big yellow action, how do we find you?
Cool. Yeah, our number again here, 949-496-5794, or even better, you can link us through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage at danawarf.com.
Awesome, Willie. Great job. Great report, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Right on. Thanks, boys. Have a good time. See ya.
All right. And while we wait for Gundy Gunnison or Jeff Flower, I think Jeff Flower is on the island. He's fishing today on the island. So yeah, so that's why we're hearing again our Sadro Sport Fishing report. But probably Gundy will call.
I'm sure. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, got a great text came through. Said, good morning, guys. My 28-year-old daughter would like to buy a house and is wanting to know what a typical percentage for a down payment is. She's going to be a first-time home buyer. That's from Ron in Encinitas.
All right, Ron. She has some options. If you're looking to put down a small down payment, I'd highly recommend just doing an FHA loan. There's also some down payment assistance programs out there that can help her as long as her income isn't too high. But give me a call. I can help you out with that. I can steer you in the right direction, and we can get her.
But you don't need a ton of money to let down.
3.5%.
3.5%. That's it?
Yeah, and there's a 3% conventional as well. Not even three.
Really?
Yeah. So it's not doesn't have all the rules of the FHA loan.
Wow.
FHA and VA loans kind of have rules about houses that you buy. They've got to be in a certain condition. You can't have any broken toilets, any leaky roofs, any windows broken. There's a whole guideline to it. When you go conventional, you don't have those guidelines.
Yeah.
There's still some, but they're not.
So you can't really do a fixer-upper on a FHA?
For the most part, no. Yeah. As long as, I mean, yes and no. If it's carpet and paint and cabinets, yeah, totally, yeah, you know. Yeah. But if it's got broken windows, leaky yeah. roof, that kind of thing, you can't do it. Yeah. With the 3% conventional, you can't.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you this. Does adding solar to your house add value to your house?
I'd say yes.
Yeah.
But putting a dollar amount to it with, like, as far as an appraiser yeah. goes, I honestly don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
I do know we do get a little bit more on the houses that have solar, yeah. but it's not it's more of an incentive to the buyer than right. anything.
Sure.
You know, instead of a value boost.
Maybe it gets gotcha. Your house sold when the market's a little softer versus not having it kind of thing.
Well, totally. Not only that is when your lender's doing your mortgage and trying to figure out how much you can afford every month, they can basically burn up your power bill and take $300-$400 out of your expenses when a house
Absolutely.
Has solar on it, you know.
Yeah.
So it helps in purchasing, lets you buy a little bit more.
Yeah.
I would love to have a $300 or $400 power bill. Yeah. I know when we moved, the house had solar. And like dead of summer, man, especially when I got all the guys out here filming, our bill would be like $650 or $700.
Yeah.
Now in a bad month, we're like $200, and in a good month, we're zero or close to zero. So it's like, I know for me, I factored that right in. I'm like, well, that's yeah. $600 more a month that I could pay. Yeah,
that's a real chunk.
You know, it's a real chunk a month. Car, new truck.
Same with me. I mean, we put solar in a couple of years ago, and it's like now zero bill.
Yeah.
And awesome. That was like, that eliminated $400 or $500. So that's why I wonder. It's like, you know.
I did mine 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And new roof, you'll, solar, yeah. same deal.
You'll notice a big deal.
I'm turning the meter backwards now.
Yeah.
And I can't wait because my prior bill was almost $800.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. East County's no joke when it comes to electricity. Yeah.
Especially this year with their yeah. air conditioning and stuff.
Holy man. And the pool right. and the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
All, and freezers full of fish and
bacon. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It adds up.
Yeah. 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 It does. For sure. Hey, our surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunnarsson, is standing by. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, gentlemen. What's going on?
Here you are, man. Tell us what's written in the surf.
Ah, man, I would have put my reputation on the line that we'd bounce back rather quickly, but boy, you know, a series of west winds and really tough fishing from, I'd say, Palos Verdes all the way down to, you know, Oceanside, North County, San Diego County, streaky red tide, you know, we talked about it last week, that cool water that comes on those rollovers on the west wind, and it's just made for real tough conditions. Where you want to concentrate is up north, Santa Barbara, Malibu, down to South Bay, that's been pretty steady. They had a little off-color water, but everything's cleaned up. Up there, Hook, Line, Sinker reported good halibut action. Not the quality fish they had a few weeks ago, but still plenty of legals mixed with the shorts in there. They're using swim baits, Lucky Craft, bouncing crocodiles, things like that. The barred perch are around. They're getting them on most of the spots there. Wiley's reported very good mixed bag fishing on the reef, and this has been going on for a while. Squid, shrimp seems to be the best bait, and they're catching a mix of calico bass, sand bass, cabazon, yellowfin croaker, chocolate bass, just a nice mix of fish. One of the regulars had a nice catch like that yesterday just across from the shop. And then down south, the guys are on the South Bay beaches. They're concentrating on the Corbina. There's still some nice fish. We're not done or anything here, but we just got to get through this little thing because I always say that October is the best month to get a Lunker Corbina. You know, the water temperature is still good. The crabs are still around. The crowds start to go away. So you just got to hang in there. There's nothing you could really do about it. The long rodders on the San Diego beaches, some of the long rodders were scoring some yellowfin croaker, you know, making long casts. And there was some thresher activity, too, off the Oceanside Pier, off the Seal Beach Pier. So, you know, with the off-color water, you're going to get some bait moving in here. And so, you know, it's fluid, but that's what it is. And you do the best of what you got, right?
That's it, man.
You got the conditions to work with.
Over.
You got to work with them.
It is what it is when it rolls, right?
Just be ready when things change.
Yeah, extraordinary as always. Sure appreciate all your help and great reports. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, good show, guys. Have a nice week.
Thanks.
All right, again, hey, like as Gundy said, man, sometimes you just got to roll with the punches. And when it is time to hit the beach and keeping up to date with when surf fishing is at its peak and surf fishing tackle, get all your surf fishing needs taken care of at Surf FishTackle.com. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup with Ali and Yosef on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranx 500 and a Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see the perfect rod to handle tough fish is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500 reel. The X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 5th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing has some exciting news. Due to a recent schedule change, they have added several new trips September through November. The Islander has been sold out all season, so now you have the opportunity to get on a day and one half or 3 day trip now in prime time aboard one of the top boats in the fleet. All trips include fantastic meals, stateroom accommodations, and a top notch fishing experience. Book your fall trip now on the Islander at fishermanslanding.com.